LS 3 4.15
In conclusion, the results of our study appear to show that, contrary to the complaints of parents and teachers, most students are capable of making adequate decisions by themselves about the best way to divide their time between study and leisure. We would suggest, however, that more time and energy is given towards making the study time itself more efficient. Since many students claimed that some study tasks were taking far too long. It's also important to note that our study is based on only a very small number of questionnaires given to students on this course, so it would be interesting to see if the same results could be obtained in a wider study involving more students. There is also the question of part-time work, which we didn't consider here, as it's neither study nor leisure. With increasing financial pressure on students, future decisions are more likely to involve this as a crucial factor in the time management of student life, and this might prove a rich area for future research.